Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We always sit down with him at Cowboys camp in Oxnard. He's walking the studio right now, performing at the Improv throughout the weekend. Humongous sports fan, Lakers fan, and just a fan of athletics in general, Jay Moore in studio.
Yeah, but Tracy Morgan, I also like the Dallas Mavericks because DeAndre Jordan is my biological father with Dirk Nowitzki pull out. I got a crew cut now, and I apparently have the exact same balding pattern as Rick Carlisle. Look at that.
Wow, we're not going there.
Exactly the same. What's up, gentlemen?
The
up,
Jim Carrey right there.
When I came in, I was like, wow, these guys are kind of rude. They don't even say hi. And you're like, we're back. I'm like, we're back. Oh, they're working.
Yes, yeah. We're not rude.
No, you're not. It's always good to see you, gentlemen.
It's good to see you, too. Are you going back to Cowboys camp this year? Are you going out to Oxnard or no?
No, I don't do the radio show anymore, but I always had a good time out there. I think you guys got a good team. I don't know why you guys got rid of Switzer, that little dude. I liked him.
Yeah.
And I love. Did you guys get Buda Baker?
No.
You got the kid from Colorado that I loved.
We got Connor Williams.
No,
offensive
2 years
lineman.
Ago, the corner. Cheeto.
Cheeto. Oh.
Cheeto.
Whoa, you know Cheeto about Cheeto Uzi?
Yeah, I thought you were talking about Michael Gallup.
How do you know Chidobe?
Because he plays with malevolence. I've seen on punt returns on one side of the field, and then he makes the tackle on the other side of the field. He hits with bad intentions.
Very impressive. Wow.
But my favorite guys from that draft didn't do anything. I love Buda Baker so much out of Washington.
Okay.
And Colorado and UW just keep putting out the DBs.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Very impressive. Now you're a diehard Rams fan now.
No, I grew up a Jets fan.
You living in LA still?
Yeah, but I you know what it is now? It's to the point where I did so much sports talk radio. Well, not so. You guys have done. Wait, you guys take more vacation days than I actually work.
And I mean, we haven't taken vacation days.
Yeah. Well, the rest of our show does.
I did it for 3 years, and I just was like, oh, this is for radio people. I'm not a radio guy. Like, you guys have a stamina that I don't understand. And I just like, when you watch TV, you want the best show. Mm-hmm. So, like, when the Rams are on, I like this show. Like, when the Raiders are on, I want to see is Donald Penn going to die today because he's so old?
Oh, jeez.
Not really. He's not really old, but he kind of looks like older woman.
Yeah.
Older woman.
But, like, you know, beast mode, what's going to happen? Like, Cowboys, who's blowing pot smoke in the other guy's ear hole on the D-line?
Which, you by think the way, D-line. We have a problem. We have a problem here, don't we? They had a problem.
I think when Randy Gregory got, is he still on the team?
Yeah.
Guys are actual idiots, the Cowboys. I love, like, Jason Garrett goes to the podium and never talks football.
Yes.
Every time he goes to the podium, he goes, we have spoken to Dez, and it's an internal matter as far as the reporter from ESPN, and those allegations, we'll deal with those at a later date. No, I don't think he's not hustling on defense. It's like he never talks football. Nothing. It's always about nonsense.
Yes. Second most boring coach in the league, probably.
Who's the most?
Oh, Bill.
Got to be Belichick, right?
Can you possibly be that boring if you're a Bond villain petting a cat that looks like Steven Tyler? Mr. Bond, cat looks hungry for secret agent.
Give us an athlete or someone that got mad at you for a sports take or called in or interview got hyper while you were doing the show for a while.
Lionel Hollins, when he was coach of...
Grizz, right?
Was it right after he got fired. Yeah. And we're talking about when the Clippers were in the... My son goes to Clippers basketball camp, and I wouldn't let him go at first because I didn't want Clippers gear in my house. And he was like, what's wrong? Because you love the Lakers? I go, no, it's the Clippers. It's like, what?
Yeah.
So Lionel Hollins, I go, isn't Chris Paul at 70% better than every point guard in the playoffs at 100? He goes, obviously, and with no disrespect, you've never played sports. Oh. And I go, me? Because, like, I was, like, almost state champion wrestler in New Jersey. And college wrestler. I played baseball. And I was like, what a jerk. But as far as, like,
But he agreed with your assessment.
No, he was telling me like I was an idiot. Like, obviously, you've never played sports.
Oh, I thought he agreed about the Chris Paul is still better.
Like, if
70%.
You played sports, you'd know, like, that's impossible. But I was right.
Yeah.
Chris Paul's like 41 years old. He's the guy that got the 5-year deal.
Yeah.
First through because he knew his contract would be up at 32.
Yes.
And he got a 5-year deal.
Yes.
Master strokes.
Take us through your Lakers.
That's what I call it when I'm in porno.
How crazy was LeBron? Sorry, that one went over my head. Choppy got it, though.
I don't even know what I said. I blacked out.
Jay Moore, Addison Improv.
LeBron James, how crazy is that?
Yes.
It's the craziest. Like,
and the other moves.
They're crazier.
Yeah. Like,
you get LeBron James. The tweet I sent was, can we just enjoy LeBron James? Lance Stevenson, JaVale McGee, Rajon Rondo. Like,
LaVar. Great.
Like, Tyreek. Well, you don't play. Tyreek Evans was out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to be that expensive. He played for $3 million last year. I like that. He guys shot 40% from way downtown.
Thank you, Marv.
But
why didn't they sign Boogie for the same Warrior deal? Are you mad at
they
that?
I'll tell you exactly why. They can't afford the position they're in now with LeBron and the position they're in with everybody being actually, like, Brandon Ingram is going to be 21. It's crazy. And Kuz is going to be 21. You can't have a guy just come into the mix like, hopefully mid-December. That's a lot of hoops without a big piece of the puzzle, even for $5 million. And they wanted to. It's a really interesting construct. I was talking to somebody inside.
Mm.
And it's, we got the shooters, and that's what Cleveland tried to do with LeBron. And instead, they've just cobbled together wing defenders that can steal and outlet and ball handlers.
Oh, boy. I like ball handling.
It's alternative lifestyle droopy dog. So it's a different construct. And JaVale McGee, I have no idea. Randall leaving. Wow. Talk about, like, F-ing a guy.
Yeah.
What do you got to do?
Like,
what do
you got nine a season, too, with, what do you, New Orleans?
Pelicans, yeah.
2 for 18.
Then they give it to Rondo.
Right.
To Rondo.
I got to go downtown and straighten that out.
We hate Rondo here.
There's a lot to hate. He looks like a gargoyle.
He kind of does. Kind of does.
I like his stat line, 0 for 11, 26 assists.
26 assists. Like,
12 boards.
Why did you take 11 shots?
Yeah.
So he's Lonzo Ball, but better. And Lonzo's good. Lonzo's a good point guard, period. I don't care what name. Like, I don't.
Well, it's the ugliest shot in the world, though. Oh, it's
great.
Hideous.
But as an NBA point guard, he's a good NBA. Raymond Felton, is he better than him?
Yeah.
Lonzo? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's.
But he's going to be shipped out of town soon.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so.
You want Lonzo and LeVar shipped out?
It'd just be a nice fitting ending to that. One self-made Shakespearean. We're not the Kardashians. They're not a pair of boobs between any of these guys. I never saw Ray J with any of them.
Jay Moore joined
us. Ray J's crank has launched more careers than the movie The Outsiders. I'm thinking about hooking up with Ray J. I need a push.
Go for it.
Then a pull, then a push, then a pull, then a push.
I'd watch. I mean, once in a lifetime.
So who'd you got? You guys drafted. Did you get Luka?
We did.
That's nice.
You know anything about him?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Well, I wasn't sold on him, but my buddy Aaron Larsoul, who's like an analytical genius, and he worked for the Blazers and the Warriors, goes, you're just stop talking. He's the number one pick. I'm like, he's one of those guys where you go, all I need to know. So
really?
You got a deadly shooter. He's real long. You know, I like Yogi Ferrell.
Yeah.
Ferrell or Farrell?
Farrell.
Farrell.
I like that kid.
Yeah. Nice overachiever.
Like 10 points off the bench? Like, what else do you want out of a fella?
out of a fella.
Why don't you guys ask questions instead of I'm steering it all?
You're a talk show host.
Yeah, you are. Absolutely.
Give us a segment.
You even brought a sports page. You brought the sports page in with you.
Yeah, you still brought a newspaper.
You still brought a newspaper, Jim.
Like, you go to the bathroom later. It doesn't mean I'm Johnny Carson. First of all, I'm not a sports show host at all.
You are, though. You had a show for several years.
Past tense. Yeah,
but
and you succeeded.
Jay Leno a talk show host, right?
And
now?
You succeeded.
Yes, Jay Leno
succeeded. They ran me out of the business. They were Kenyans, and I was a gazelle. They ran me to ground. My podcast, More Stories, is great. That's Marcin Gortat was on not too long ago. Then I like when guys like get traded or something crazy happens, and I get to repost the episode.
Yes,
nice.
I wasn't gonna I don't wanna get bumped. Anthony Bourdain, it's like, I can't repost it. It's too, like, creepy. Like, I'm capitalizing on it.
Man, Bourdain was, came out. He was only worth $1.2 million yesterday.
That's basically broken Hollywood.
You could repost it now, though, because his autopsy report's coming out soon.
It says I'm worth $5 million, so don't. None of those are real.
Oh, really?
I've been divorced twice. Sober twice. If I made $5 million after taxes, I'd owe the IRS zero, and I might have $100,000 in the bank.
Well, oh, there you go. Well,
I'm a little in the, huh, what do the kids say? I'm in the hole. Why do they keep opening this?
So are you going to be buying Laker tickets? Or you got a connection?
Yeah. Yes, I do have a connection.
Okay.
Okay. All right, very nice. Very nice. Why is there already fighting between Kobe fans and LeBron fans? Are you guys just, are they that crazy out there?
First of all, no LeBron fan could possibly have a sense of history when it comes to Kobe because they have to, just by definition and reality, they have to be 10 years at least younger than Kobe Bryant fans. Kobe Bryant is one of the greatest of all. LeBron's the best player on earth. If you put him in the NFL, you wouldn't know what position to put him at. He's like too big for a defensive end.
Yeah.
Defensive tackle, he's like kind of, he's too small for that. Like tight end, I guess.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh boy.
That's
what is he, 6'8", 260? Where do you put a guy? Like, what? That's two Gronks. No, that's Gronk and a Welker.
Yeah.
All right, let me say it as Boston. Bro, that's Gronk and a Welker. So he's like the best. He's pass first and all that. But history is going to be real kind to Kobe Bryant because people S-talk that guy all the time. But when you're like first team all defense, that is a selfless act. So he wasn't a selfless player. Kobe was nuts.
Which fan base of your national show, past tense, was the worst? Was it Boston? When you did the Boston accent, it made my skin
they're the
crawl.
Best. They're the best.
Really?
Yeah, because they love you if you play there so much. JJ, how are you? These are my twins. This is my daughter, Johnny, my son, Damon. Antoine Walker, Paul Pierce, they're the greatest front court in the history of the association, kiddo. Well, Paul Pierce, well, actually, Antoine Walker's in Miami. Good riddance. He's a fat bum. I hate him. I saw Johnny Damon with some underage kid outside the Packy store up in Woodbridge. Good. This is my daughter, Pedroia, my son, Dustin. They're out of their minds.
Yes.
But as far as callers go, San Diego would always call and go, how can we never talk about the Chargers? I'm like, we're actually talking about them now.
Yes.
You guys didn't vote to keep a stadium downtown. It would have cost out-of-town people 3% tax more on their hotel.
Shut up. What about Cowboy fans?
Qualcomm. That sounds like what the aliens do to your butt when you get a... Bring out the Qualcomm. We're going to probe him. I got a better question. Why are billionaires renting?
Yeah, it is a weird
Qualcomm,
thing.
Qualcomm, Mark, Oakland. Mm. Like, at least Jerry's got the good sense to just own everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are Cowboy fans calling in?
They're fine. You know what? They're smart. They're knowledgeable. They know. I'll say this about, this is it. Cowboy fans, more than any other fan base, will tell you the guy next year that's going to pop. And he pops.
Okay.
Like Bryce, what was that receiver's name?
Bryce Butler. He's a big star.
Lisa Ann, the porn star, used to do fantasy football and fantasy sex, apparently. And Bryce Butler.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And she goes, the top scorer week two is going to be Bryce Butler. I'm like, who the hell is Bryce? Does he play for Duke? That's like a white dude. And she was right. And my buddy,
was the Arizona
Justin,
game.
There's a guy in your D line that he goes, watch out for this guy.
DeMarcus Lawrence?
No, him I had my eye on.
Irving.
It was David Irving. Yeah, you guys are good. And it was great. So I don't know why you just don't keep drafting corners, but whatevs.
We should get Lisa Ann in here.
Yeah, how can you hook us up?
Yeah,
with that
we can
number?
Do that.
I'll ask her if you want to do a segment. I'll ask her if she's you gotta wait for football season.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to.
She's really cool. Like you guys love a ball.
She's preseason.
And she knows. I remember 3 years ago, she goes, week one, high scoring on offense, gonna be Brandon Cooks. I'm like, this chick's stoned. Brandon Cooks Brandon Cooks like tilted the NFL pinball machine that week. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Week one, you're like, hey, who's got the 5'6" guy?
Yeah. All right. What's your take on this Pete Davidson story? You see what he said?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. The comic?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like a is he like a special guy? Like, something's wrong with him.
No.
He went to rehab for pot?
He's like anxious.
He's engaged to Ariana Grande.
Oh, Pete Davidson, the comedian?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And
yeah, you just asked that.
That guy. I respect that because that's how I usually am.
Yeah.
That guy would like, he's always got wet lips like Andy
Pettit. Yeah,
yeah. Like Andy Pettit.
Ariana Grande, and I can't get him on the Cosgrove.
Oh, well, the internet is saying that you're pretty set. You're good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to complain about your dating life according to the big lead.
You search yourself.
Yeah.
No, Google.
What's it say?
You Google images.
Genie Bus? Jay Moore, part owner of the Los Angeles Lakers.
I'm not supposed to talk about that.
What's the date on that?
That's June 7th, 2017.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I thought that was your inside source for Lonzo and LeVar.
She's moved on to Maverick Carter, evidently.
Maverick Carter.
No.
Was this true, Jay?
We dated, yeah.
Oh,
nice.
Now that's a story.
Fifteen minutes in,
you were followed up on Phil Jackson. That's all time legend story right there. That's awesome.
A very odd way to put it. Yeah. Like I'm sloppy 20 seconds or something at a party. Like
you were following up.
She's the nicest person ever. Like she's so kind. She's so cool. She did my podcast. We just clicked. We connected. She's the best owner. There's very few owners that if a guy's maybe going to get traded, gets like shook because they realize he's got kids. They're going to have to leave their friends. Like what you do in your driveway on like your bike or your green machine or something, like it's all gone.
Yeah.
And like, I've never really seen anybody affected that deeply by it. Like she really loves the Lakers.
Yeah.
She's great. And getting Magic and Palenka was just. Executives of the year, man.
Were you there during
We got LeBron, bitches.
LeBron James. LeBron James. Did you get any nasty text messages from Phil? Any jealous text messages?
That's like, you know, you're asking me to talk about Lady Boss, man.
Lady Boss.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Lady Boss.
Want to know what's going on in Montana.
Why would I get a text from Phil Jackson? That doesn't even make sense.
If he's angry, he like you
How
get
would he
the,
be angry?
I mean, you're with his ex.
How does he get my number in this? How does he know?
He's like, Phil Jackson.
He's the Zen Master.
That came out in June 17.
Yeah.
Well, that was probably a month after like we stopped dating.
Ah.
I was hidden.
Oh. Well,
you were.
I was like a vice president with a coke problem. They're like, just put him in the back. You can come to the games and the White House dinners, but just don't put him in front of us. I was Larry Fitensky. She's a remarkable lady. She's beautiful and she's just the coolest and kind and beautiful and a great owner. We got LeBron.
LeBron.
Who y'all get? Who your team, man?
We got Luka.
We got DeAndre Jordan.
Luka live on the second floor, man. Like the Suzanne Vega kid that got abused, man.
We got DeAndre Jordan for the same price.
Oh yeah. Marcin Gortat got us DeAndre.
DeAndre Jordan got that just for men beard dye, man. He looked like Walt Frazier on the box cover, man.
Jay Moore, Addison Improv. What's the podcast, Jay?
More stories.
More stories.
Been going on for about 6 years. Had some remarkable folks.
Nice. Go.
You know who my last guest was?
Who?
My sister's ass. That's who. Okay. Just wanted to get Jersey for a second.
Jersey.
Was she better than the time we had your posterior on the radio?
Oh, that's right.
You farted into one of our microphones.
Lane, Google Jay Moore real quick. At the Super Bowl,
farted right into it. It's in our system.
It's in our system.
Who did I play wiffle ball against? That was Ben and Skin, who are afternoon. SH out of him in a ball. I hit like 21 consecutive balls.
Really?
Oh boy!
Like just smashed him right back up the middle. I couldn't. I went lefty. It was in a ballroom.
Yeah.
Ben and Skin.
It was at the Super Bowl when it was here over at the Sheraton.
Ben and Skin, let the love begin. Awesome.
You just made them a new intro
LeBron
song.
LeBron just dunked.
Jay Moore.
They're not done dealing, by LeBron, the way, man.
Oh no, they're definitely not done.
You have it? All right.
Zoe makes 7.5.
Jay, listen.
That's a lot of money for cap.
Jay, listen to this. This is you at the Super Bowl with us years ago.
Did you see Francesa's thing last year? No. He had a wall.
He did have a wall.
Show him Russo.
Can I fart into the mic?
Yeah, of course.
Really? You don't mind
it. No, oh my God.
This is it. Really?
Oh.
Two shows tonight at the Addison Improv. Please come see me at the Addison Improv tonight. There's two shows. Second show Friday is notoriously slow and crappy, and you guys are going to prove it not to be true. You know what the irony of that? I stopped doing that, by the way, because I did it on my podcast in the beginning. I'm the one that puts the mic back up to my face.
Yeah, that's right. That's not the best idea.
But we like the way our own farts. It's like somebody opened a can of soup to us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.